Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, your host today, and I'm very excited to have several friends back to the studio for a second time. Actually, Wendy, I think a couple of times more than two. So Charisse and OD have to do some catching up to you. We are very excited to tell you a little bit about the National Ready, Set, Go Foundation's fifth annual Entrepreneurs and Leaders Ignite, otherwise known as ELI Conference. And we have OD Harris with us. He is the National President and CEO of the Ready, Set, Go Foundation. And Charisse Irby-Castle, who is a speaker, has been for several of these conferences, right, Charisse?
Absolutely, yes.
And also a board member. Yes. And then Wendy McClellan, speaker and CEO of Structure for Success. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us back.
I'm excited.
We're back.
It's always good when you can come back.
That's right. We have Suzanne Jameson to thank for the opportunity to have you guys back again. She always does such a nice job sending us guests. And really, looking for those stories and those opportunities that really help people in our community. So that's what this conference is all about, Entrepreneurs and Leaders Ignite. OD, can you start by telling us a little bit about what this conference is, who it's for, and why is it so important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Ready, Set, Go is a foundation that helps new entrepreneurs start their own business. We've been doing this for 5 years, and our program, 90% of our program is free. So the conference is a way that we'll be able to unite and bring other entrepreneurs to the table, as well as being able to bring influencers to help you impact your bottom line. The theme of it is impacting the bottom line, which is an accounting term, which means revenue over expenses equals your net profit.
What? You mean we have to have revenue in business?
Right. Stellar idea.
Okay. I didn't want to think too hard about it. But basically, in order for one to increase their bottom line, they're either going to do one or two things. They're either going to increase it by increasing their revenue and decreasing their expenses, or they're going to increase their expenses to increase their revenue. Most of the time you hear that, that's a marketing, and to help the bottom line become net bottom line. So a lot of businesses, they get stuck, they stop growing, and that's because a lot of the reasons they stop putting money into marketing. And when you stop putting money into marketing, you kind of flatline. And also you lose the opportunity to, you stop connecting with influencers. So everyone that's going to be a part of this, like Wendy, like Dr. Charisse Irby-Castle, like these individuals, they've been in business for quite a long time. These individuals can make a difference in your business. They can speak something that will change, curve the mentality, curve the way you're going, and it will help you grow. All these women and men have been successful in business. So if you are looking for your next level, you need to be at Ready, Set, Go Foundation Conference, Entrepreneurs and Leaders Ignite.
I so agree with you. And one of the things I was reading in your promotional information as we got ready for this segment was one of the things that y'all had said was that these are high profile experts.
Yes.
And I really agree with that. I'm looking through the list of names, many of which I don't know, but many of whom I do. And I would agree with you. These are folks who have made a huge impact in a lot of people's lives, but also their own by rising to the top, right? Yes. So who better than to teach you about all the things business that you needed? You've been involved a long time, Charisse. Am I right?
I have.
From the very beginning?
Just shortly after the beginning. So I attended my first Ready, Set, Go event probably in like 2014. So the end of 2014. And I attended my first event. And it didn't take long for us to really connect and settle in. Because here's what was so phenomenal to me about Ready, Set, Go. I was still in the corporate realm in my secular job, you know, director of operations.
Killing the game,
doing my thing. But I also had my side business. And I was really getting nudged to go 100% into entrepreneurship. And there was a little fear there. I know we don't like that fear word, but there was a little fear there. And I thought, man, I've been in corporate so long. I just don't know if I'm ready to let go of that consistent biweekly paycheck that direct deposits into my account. And so I went to a Ready, Set, Go event. And what it did for me is it just let me know that there was a whole community of entrepreneurs that existed and we supported one another. You could bounce off questions. Everyone was so gracious and it was a support system. So Ready, Set, Go for me showed that entrepreneurial support system and it made it easier for me to jump and take that leap. And so
and here you are.
Put in my notice and transition.
And she's been a big part. Charisse has been a big part of it because she's helped us with our growth. We are in 5 different locations nationally. And Wendy also, when you get to her, she's been a part of our big growth for us as well and always being supportive. So, I mean, the one thing about it, when you buy a ticket or if you sponsor a ticket, all the money is going to support the free programming. So I don't get a salary. Charisse don't get a salary. No one at Ready, Set, Go gets a salary. When you buy that ticket or if you sponsor someone to come, all that money goes to programming.
Okay. I did not know that till just now. So tell us a little bit more about the foundation outside of this fantastic annual conference. You mentioned that the programming is available. Who's it for and what are some of the success stories that you have to share?
Yeah, you know what? The program is for new startups. So if you are a 0 to 5 year startup program, you definitely want to be a part of Ready, Set, Go. We have what you call a 5-week training program. That's where entrepreneurs are able to come to 5 weeks of learning taught by experts in various topics like marketing, media, finances, entrepreneurship. Opportunities in entrepreneurship, financial. So we have all these different
technology.
What was it?
Technology systems.
And legalizing your business.
Everything that you need. And everything
we
under
do
the
it
sun
for
is
5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then that's actually the program. That is like the heartbeat of our program. So when we go to different states and different markets, we set up this 5-week program. Upon the completion of it, you get a certificate from Ready, Set, Go. You get a U.S. congressional recognition that you completed this program. And you also get a chance to network with other entrepreneurs. So that's what it is. So the conference will be the catapult. We have to raise $20,000 at this conference to help fund the rest of the chapters.
Okay, that's really an important distinction.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Wendy, hi. Odisa, we were going to involve you, so I'm going to go ahead and involve you. No, just
right,
kidding. I planned on it anyway. Tell us a little bit about the piece that you're sharing and representing at the conference coming up next week or 2 weeks.
On the 27th.
On the 27th. And how did you get involved?
OD and I met, God, I don't even know how many years ago. It's time flies, right?
Don't age me, Wendy. Last week we met.
On the playground.
On the playground, right.
right. And I've always been interested in giving back and helping. And to me, I know I was a corporate refugee as well. I mean, I think so many entrepreneurs are. And even at the higher COO level, when you become your own business owner, there's so many things that you didn't know you needed to do, or so you really didn't know what you don't know. And that's really what I love about the foundation is I get to help somebody not make the same mistakes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to really lift somebody up and to be able to say something that's going to change their trajectory or give them a different way to look at things. Or more importantly, give them the confidence to just make a decision, because so many startups are paralyzed and don't make decisions. They don't realize that is a decision.
That's right. True. That's
oh my gosh. Like doing nothing.
That's good.
Yeah. Like doing that. Nothing or sitting on the fence is a decision.
Yeah.
That's big. What is the piece that you're going to bring? Have you participated in the past or is this your first opportunity to be on the panel?
No, I was on the panel. I was on another panel.
It was four years ago. Yeah.
It was 15, right?
It's 16.
What was it? 16? I don't know. It was a few years ago.
I think it was,
you know, that they're jamming
17.
When they have so many years underneath their belt. They can't even remember. I love that. That speaks volumes about the success of this and the trajectory.
Absolutely.
So this time around, Wendy, you're going to be on the Women in Business panel. I don't know if there's a specific phrase for that. And what if I'm a participant and I'm coming? What do you hope that I will get in listening to you and the rest of the group?
kind of what I said before, the courage to make a decision, the know-how to be strategic about those decisions. So the last time I was on the panel, I did a lot of talking and sharing about networking. Mm-hmm. And networking can be a full-time job. I mean, I remember when I started my business, you go to a breakfast, you go to a lunch, you go to a happy hour. And then sometimes, I mean, it not only is it expensive, but it's when you finally get the work, it's like, when am I supposed to do the work? So I did a lot of speaking, and I probably will bring it up again about you have to be strategic. Where is your ideal client? And to me, that's like a buzzword. Everybody's like, oh yeah, ideal client. I know what my ideal client is, but do you really?
Right.
Do you really know what your niche is? Do you really know who you like working with?
Key. We were talking about that before we went on air. Mm-hmm. We're all around helping each other and collaborating and celebrating and having each other's back. And at the same time, I know the kind of people that I like to work with. I know who I do best serving. Mm-hmm. And I've learned enough in all these years of business that if it's not a good fit, I can bless them and I can step away. And
you
that's okay.
If it's not a good fit, you must acquit.
I love it. That's right. Very good. Listen to you. Very good. All right, Charisse, you mentioned something about two things. One, when you were telling us a little bit about your involvement and your background and how you came to be in business for yourself, two things stuck out for me. One, the fear, but also that you had this nudge when you were corporate and OD said you were knocking it out of the park and jamming, you were being nudged. I'm just curious, was this by other people in your life saying you got to start business for yourself, or was it that little angel on your shoulder that was saying you're meant for something more? I'd love to hear the background for that.
So actually, entrepreneurship runs in my blood. So my mother, she was the first Black woman in Phoenix, Arizona, to be an owner-operator for Yellow Cab. So when I was 12 years old, my mother had a fleet of Yellow Cabs. She had about, at her height, about 25 Yellow Cabs that were on the road. And so, of course, that became a family business. And in the early stages, my job was to collect the money. So the drivers would put the money in the envelope and they'd push it through the thing. And my job was to get all those envelopes and record the money that the
that's
drivers.
An important job.
Absolutely. Oh, and record.
God, that's a lot of work.
And so that started when I was 12. And by the time I was 16, I basically like ran the drivers, the administrative component. My mother taught me how to complete the leases. I went down to the shop with her, paid the leases. My mother would travel and leave me in charge of the drivers.
Because she could.
And my brother managed the vehicle. So if anything broke down, if a driver was missing in action, I would tell my brother, he'd go find the driver in the car. And my mother would be in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, doing whatever she wanted to do. So entrepreneurship has really been a part of who I am. And so through the years, I've done resume creation. I've done all kinds of things. My mother said, if you know how to type, you'll always have a job. So I always did a side hustle that was always creating people's resume or typing up papers for people. And I did all those things. And so then once I became of age, my mother became sick. And I left my job to be her primary caretaker, but I had two small children. So I started an event planning business. And that's what I did while I took care of my mother. I planned events. I created invitations. I did that whole thing. When my mother passed away, my brother and I invested and we co-owned a restaurant in her memory. And then it became two restaurants. So I share that just to say I go way back with entrepreneurship. So I've always had something. And then I became a speaker and I started speaking. I started working with women. I oversee the women's ministry at my church, and I've done that for the last 20 years. And I just really began to play a huge role in the lives of women. And so I started writing books. I created my Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Conference, and it expanded. So I did all this while I was in the secular, while I was in the corporate realm. And so finally, I kept putting money over the business. The paycheck was nice. A high six-figure income was wonderful, okay? And it alleviated all of my financial concerns. But yes, there was this part of me that was saying, you have to do more. You have to do more. And you have to return to your first love. That's actually the voice that I heard. And I thought, wait a minute, what do you mean return to my first love? I haven't gone nowhere. And I took it spiritually. But it was really God saying to me, no, you need to return to the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. You need to return to supporting women and helping them get to their next level, because that's what I've created you to do, is to help other women get to their next level. And you being in this position is not giving you the freedom to be able to do that. And I kept getting nudged and nudged, but that fear of losing that paycheck is what kept me there. And so I stayed and I stayed and I stayed past my time. So if I can say that, that's something I want to say to somebody. Make sure that you don't stay somewhere past your expiration date. Mm-hmm. I should have left 3 years earlier than when I left.
You're preaching
that. I was getting the nudge. I was getting the inclination. All of the tools, everything that I needed was right there. But because I didn't want to let go of that check, I stayed past my expiration time.
And what's the risk in doing that?
You know what? I was going to say that sometimes when we leave too early, we jump in, we leave, we think we're leaving a corporate prison, and then we jump into entrepreneurship, and now we'd be in an entrepreneurship prison, the one that we put ourselves in.
Because we're treating it likely a lot like the job that we just left, that's thinking right. That's the rules of the game.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not the rules of the game. Entrepreneurship, we have a wide range of hours, and you have to train your customers how you want to be treated. Because sometimes when you don't train your customers, they call you at crazy hours of the night. They don't respect the boundaries. They see you out and they think that it's okay for you to approach them and talk about it. So there's a lot of different things that you have to do moving from that corporate into that full-time hustle. But if you follow your passion, your dreams, it's going to take you there, but you do need development. And that's why Ready, Set, Go is here, because development is a real thing. And like Wendy is saying, like, hey, you know, we need people that's going to be able to take the information. Then you got to be developed. See, she's a success coach too. And you have to be developed. You just can't just start. You got to find someone that can help you develop what you know, develop who you are. Okay, you got a dream. Boom. Most business owners, they are great at operating their product. They're not great at operating their business. So when you start bringing in the business component where people are being built up, now you have a different conversation going on.
Well, and you talked about the hazardous of staying past your expiration date, which is another reason why Ready, Set, Go is so valuable, because it will teach you and give you these tools. Because when you stay in any place, it can be your job, it can be a relationship, it transcends. Anytime you stay someplace past your expiration date, you end up creating and wreaking havoc. You're unhappy, and unhappy people make others unhappy. And so because I stayed somewhere past my expiration date, I was no longer moved. The light had gone out. And my team had to really see that and feel that. Our production had to go down. And you think you're excelling, but you're giving a false illusion because your heart is no longer in it.
No, absolutely. And I think Odie had a good point, too, is the corporate world builds in boundaries for you. And all of us have done it. I can guarantee you that every single person on all of those panels are going to say, oh, yeah, I worked, 23-hour days, and I took calls at midnight because I took whatever came in the door because they were going to write me a check. But you learn that that's not making you happy. Why did you bother to leave? Because then your expiration date has just transferred. If you don't remember why you got in, why you wanted to start the business, what that light was, then you're going to get lost the same way you were lost in the corporate world.
That's good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say this too. See, now the nuggets are kicking in.
Make sure you turn that camera around so we can all hear you and see you.
This nugget, okay?
OD's nugget. Drum roll.
Here's the nugget. Drum roll.
Here's the nugget. Once you define your why, you need to post it and mount it. You have to write that vision. You got to make it plain, because if I can say this word on air, entrepreneurship is not for punks. It is not for the faint at heart. It's not for the
That's
weak.
That's the worst word you got.
I know. That's radio worthy.
Radio worthy. But you really have to muster up. And I think we talked about it briefly, but developing your team, developing leaders around you, developing motivated individuals that can lead you and guide you in the right direction.
But you have to lead yourself first.
You have, yes. You better
and
say
that's,
that.
And that's hard to do in a silo. When you're doing it by yourself and you're trying to do all the heavy lifting as a business owner, especially in those, first 1 to 5 years.
Yeah.
If you are relying on books and CDs, or maybe the neighbor down the street who's just a cheerleader for you but works for a corporate office or stays at home, you're not necessarily going to get the kind of guidance that you need. I'm not knocking CDs and podcasts, of course, or books, but when you can have community, and I know each of you have spoken to that, and you can have the foundation and the reminder about what's possible, then you're golden.
Yeah, and I think that also entrepreneurs, you know, when you're building that community, you really, it is a community of trust, and you're finding those individuals out that who's supporting you, who's not supporting you. And I think that when you're, as an entrepreneur, you got to ask yourself, how bad do you want this thing? And just speaking on the financial, like Ready, Set, Go, like there's a lot of great entrepreneurship programs out there. I would never knock an entrepreneurship program. The problem with entrepreneurship programs, you go to a workshop, you go to a meeting, and you're inspired. You get inspired or you get motivated. You're either going to do one or the two, but there's no development. See, that's where Ready, Set, Go comes into place. When you want to be developed, if you want to be inspired, if you want to be motivated, many programs that's out there, go out there and enjoy those motivated, inspiring programs. But when you're looking at developing, there and there's different levels that I take it, but development can come from a class. It could come from a coach. It can come from a consultant. But entrepreneurs, you need that. You need a coach, because a coach is going to motivate you. They're going to tell you to keep going, doing what you need to do. But you need a consultant, because the consultant is going to carve out what's the path you should go. Your coach is going to motivate you. You really need two in one, because that's going to help you fight through the obstacles and through the negative stuff that's going to come. Someone's talking about you. They're talking bad about your business. They said something negative. This person done dropped off. And now you got all these different things. But a coach and a consultant will get you further. And if you are willing to put that money in those hands, you will see that profit. Don't expect overnight. A consultant can tell you, do this. And you think, oh, I'm going to get results overnight. No. Expect 3 to 6 months of coaching and consulting time, because it takes a lot to teach someone that they never done before. You go to school, I got my master's degree. It took me a long time to get to where I am. So we need that. And that's why we have people like Sharice, people like Wendy, people like myself. We have Ready, Set, Go Foundation that's free. That's just a starting point. And Ready, Set, Go, we said, this is the starting point. Now it's time for you to go to your next level. And you got to get other people, other resources involved.
Well, I think it's important, too, that everybody, a startup or not, you need to realize that those of us that have been in business for a while go through the same thing. So I recently rehad my strategic plan completely redone by someone else, which frustrated me because I was like, I do this for other people. Why can't I do this for myself? So she described it perfectly. So I can't take credit for this particular analogy, but she said, let's pretend you are the most sought after hairdresser in the world. People fly you to Paris to cut their hair. Guess what? You cannot cut the back of your own hair because you can't see it. It's the wrong angle. And that's what they need to understand, too. If you're just starting up a business, you cannot do your own strategic plan. You're too close to it. You need that objective opinion to come in and say, okay, great. Now, like you were saying, okay, let's pivot. Let's do this. Let's do that. And actually put a time frame on it. Because I think that's part of what I struggled with was I'm not a very patient person. And owning my own business has taught me that I am really not a very patient person.
I would never have known that.
But I can be patient with other people.
Got it.
So it's one of those where, but if I have a checklist and I know what I'm doing and I have a plan, then it's easier for me to really grow and to do those things. And that's what the foundation helps provide them with, because they are kind of floundering. All of us did. It's not just a they versus us. You know, we corporate refugees, you come out and you're like, okay, great. Now what? Mm-hmm. So having that and the resources there to help you make those decisions to cut your own hair are going to really take you to that next level.
Well, and something that you just sparked, Wendy, too, is one of the classes that Ready, Set, Go teaches is a class to teach about solopreneurship, entrepreneurship, if you're a small business, And one of the things that's important for entrepreneurs is to understand what your goal is. What business are you really in? Because sometimes what your vision is to be a solopreneur, but you'll get pushed by the community. You'll get pushed to, you know, maybe emerge into small businesship, but that's not really who you are. And it's too much. It takes you outside of your element because that's really not your vision. But because you're taking in what everybody else is telling you, and you have to make this amount of money and you have to do this, but really your mission was to be a solopreneur and to reach these people and have an impact on these people. And that's okay for you to do. So Ready, Set, Go teaches you that's okay. Here's how you make the impact that you've set out to make as a solopreneur. Now, maybe you are destined to be small business and you're going to have all these employees. And how do you handle that? Where's your resources? How do you connect? How do you build that up so that you can achieve your desired outcomes? Well, now Ready, Set, Go is going to teach you how to be able to grow smartly into that realm that you're destined to be in. Because so many times we jump too quickly and we haven't built our foundation. We haven't built our team. We don't have our strategic plan. We don't have a CPA on hand. We don't have a lawyer. We don't have all these contacts that we may need to really explore and elevate into the realm that we need to be in. But you got to have that community. You got to have that place where you can develop. I call it a safe place where you can come and say, I really don't know what I'm doing. I really need some help. Or maybe I do know what I'm doing, but I don't know how to execute. I don't know the next steps. I can see it, but I don't know how to build it to get there. I need help. And there's no judgment. There's no, you know, stealing ideas. There's really that support to say, let's help you get there. And it's nothing more than seeing you achieve your heart's desire. It's nothing more than that. Just want you to achieve your heart's desire, and let's bring together the people. And one of the things that OD can talk about is everyone who works with Ready, Set, Go, it's volunteer basis. People are volunteering their knowledge, their expertise, and people on amazing levels are saying, I want to be a part. I'm going to volunteer my expertise, my time, my talents, my treasures, and I'm here to make this happen for you.
And I never would have thought that we'll have so many great people. If you look at the list who's coming, I mean, we have NBA Laker, Nick Shepherd. He also played for the Phoenix Suns. We have Michael Bankston. Everyone knows Michael from the Arizona Cardinals. We got Norris Thomas. We got WNBA player Adrian Williams Strong. And I mean, we have so many phenomenal people that's going to be there. This is for those that feel like they're old and they feel like their vision has expired. But we also have this lady. Her name is Claire Grustein. She's from Tucson. She has a business called Fabrics That Go. And the business has been around for 74 years, and she's 92 years old. And she's going to be on the panel with Sharice and Wendy with the panel called Woman Up. You don't want to miss it because it's just real. It's just real conversation. I mean, she's still inventing things right now. Yeah, in her 90s. Wow. And I just talked to her today, and I just said, you're so incredible. She now has, she walks with a walker, and she's like, man, the chair was just too hard for her behind to sit on because they gave you a thin padding. Well, she created a 3-inch padding that you could put on your chair. If you are a senior citizen, you put on your chair and it will give you cushion. And also it gives you a jump start in getting up out of the chair.
Oh, my goodness.
So she created this. So they have a big store. It's about 10,000 square feet of space down there in Tucson called Fabrics That Go. Amazing. And I'm just telling you, the people that's a part of it, these people are experienced. She's made a lot of money, very, very wealthy woman, millions of dollars. She has every fabric in her store that you could think of in her store, like literally. And she's a phenomenal woman. And I just say, you know what? When I'm around her, she inspires me. And I'm like, yo, this is just so amazing. So if you want to meet the right people, if you want to meet the right influencers like Wendy, like a Sharice and many of the others, come to this Ready, Set, Go on September the 27th. It's going to be an all-day event. So we'll start in the morning. We'll have a break about 4:30 or so. Then we'll go into the evening event, which is going to start about 5:45 p.m. You want to be there 5:45 to 6 to about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then we're going to have an after-hour celebration. And we do have a celebrity DJ that's going to be there. And the people there are excited. These individuals, these speakers, have a lot of experience. And we right now, we have a great cost on the event. If you come for the day session right now, it's $75. If you just want to do the day pass and listen to all the incredible conversations and panels. If you want to come to the evening event, it's $197. If you want to just come to the after celebration, that's $50. But if you say, I want to do everything, OD, it's $249 for the whole entire day.
Such a great deal.
It's going to, and the night event is going to be super exceptional. We have a lot of athletes and a lot of NBA players. Because we have a feature sports and business conversation, and we have a feature conversation about how to strategically create political partners. And that's going to be an intimate conversation with Judge Tamika Wooten. So they're going to all be there at that night event. And then this is the last thing I really want to add. We're going to be doing some special awards to certain people, but I will share Claire. She's going to be receiving an award for her year. So that's just one award I can give you. She's going to be receiving an award because my board unanimously says, you know what? If you can go through the depression and still have a business, you know, you can make it. And I think she should be the thing that the monument that everyone wants to be like, hey, she's 92 years old and she still have a business intact.
And still creating and inventing things.
Oh, my God. Making she's a so difference. Incredible. So that's kind of why I'm saying everyone. You know what? Go to ReadySetGoFoundation.com. You can also go to the Eventbrite to look it up. But we're going to have a lot more information on there. So if you want to do it now. It's in 17 days.
Yes, it's coming up. So the time to register is now.
Yeah.
And again, you mentioned ReadySetGoFoundation.com. You can find the information or you can go directly to
the Eventbrite, which is rsgignite.eventbrite.com.
Great. Some of the topics that you've mentioned, I'll just repeat them again. Personal branding in a social age, go global or stay local. Sales matter, woman up, gender in the workplace. And then plenty of sessions on obtaining minority-owned business certification and financing. That's huge, isn't it? I had no idea, and I think it was when you and I met, Wendy. I wasn't familiar with WEBAC or any of those opportunities for the underserved women in business, minorities. I had no idea. Veterans, the folks who are brilliant, wanting to make a difference, are ready to be conscious capitalists and need that slight advantage to help them get out there. And there's ways to certify and then win the bids and the business that you deserve, right? Huge.
That's so powerful. And I would just say, Karen, is when you're talking about like being an influencer and making sure you have all the resources, you really have to be among people who are knowledgeable in that area. All these people, how much will it naturally cost for you to sit down with a Wendy to listen to her give advice? Think about it. I mean, just to sit with her, you're spending $200, $300, $400 just to sit a good hour with her and help her create a starting point for you.
That's right.
Then to be able to hear her on a panel and she gets to elaborate on these conversations, and that's knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And then you get a chance to connect with her and be able to have that one-on-one, like, hey, Wendy, can you take me, this is where I'm at. Can you give me some custom, can you give me your best 5 minutes that I can do? Those knowledge nuggets are so critical. And when they're ready to really process it all, now you have, I don't know, Wendy may have a special rate that she may give out at the conference, but it's all about connecting yourself and making sure your team is connected. Because at the end of the day, you better not leave there without having the right connections and getting your money up. Because that's what it's all about. Speaking with her is going to get your money up.
I love that's a challenge, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. First of all, you need to be there. Absolutely. And second of all, when you come, challenge yourself to make the right connections and to go home with everything that you need and know that this foundation doesn't leave you hanging. You said that earlier, that there's an opportunity then to continue to stay in the community and learn and take advantage of the 5-week course.
Yeah. You know, Ready, Set, Go has been built on just trying to make sure that we make the right things happen. It's free. you know what? Let's say that you're listening right now and say, you know what, OD, I really want to come to this event. I can't come. Or I really want to make sure that we make it happen for Ready, Set, Go. You can buy a ticket. You can sponsor someone. We are looking for people who wants to sponsor Ready, Set, Go and want to be able to say, you know what? I have some things that I want to do. I can't go, but I'll sponsor a ticket to go. Maybe you're listening live right now and you say, hey, I want to be a part of the event, but I can't go. I want to be a part. I want to sponsor. We have vendor tables. We have those on a special right now for $150. If you want your business logo on our digital screen, that's only $50. If you want your items in our swag bags that we're giving out to 100 participants, that's only $25. So if you want to sponsor, there's an opportunity. If you want to buy a table for the evening event, it's $1,500. You can sponsor that way. Whatever level you choose to sponsor at, you can sponsor. Or you may say, hey, none of those things really apply to me. Hey, how can I still get involved? You can go to our website. You could just donate. Those that's listening, $5, $10, $25, $100, $1,000, $1,000, whatever you want to give, it's totally up to you. There's no pressure there. It's just saying, I want to do something to further my community, and we can be your conduit to help you further your community.
I love it. It's a win all the way around.
Win, win, win.
All the way around. And something else is, you know, remember that when you come out to this event, come with an expectation. I always share this with people. Come expecting to get what you need to take your business to the next level. You know, all of these experts are not just there for kicks and giggles. We're there to impart and share what we've learned so that you don't have to make the same mistakes, or that you can understand a pathway to get you to your next level in your business. But you have to come with your mind made up. You have to come with an expectation of what you want, because you will pull that in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. When you have an expectation, you're going to command that. You're going to ask the right questions, because you have all of these wonderful people on these panels. You're going to be involved. You're going to ask the right questions. You're going to come and say, I paid my money. I'm going to come here and I'm going to get all the tools and everything that I need, so that when I leave here, there's at least 3 to 4 takeaways that I can take from this meeting, from this session, and implement in my business that I'll be able to measure and actually get my profits up and be able to get to the next level in my business. And I won't be in the same position that I was in when I came into this event. So it's really a mind thing. You have to prepare that and come, as Les Brown says, come hungry, come hungry.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, come hungry for the information. So that you get it. You know, we come and we just kind of go through, okay, I'm at another event, and we go through the motions.
We expect to get poured into rather than showing up and making ourselves a beacon for that wisdom and that experience. I love that. As you were sharing, I'm thinking of some conferences that I've either been a participant at or a speaker at, and I've noticed people come in, their hands are folded.
Right.
They didn't bring a notebook.
Right.
They're not talking to the person next to them. Everybody else is up on their feet and they're hooting and hollering. And they're just sitting down, head down, like, oh, my gosh, what have I gotten into? That's a choice.
Right.
You've got to show up and expect to what Charisse is saying, expect to benefit and really open yourself up to that opportunity. You have to be a beacon or a lighthouse for that, just as all these great volunteers are there to be of service to you.
Yeah, we have. And I'm going to tell you, Ready, Set, Go is going to force you to network. So it doesn't really matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert. We're going to force you to network. So we're going to be having some things that we're going to create to force people to network.
Good.
Because at the end of the day, we want you to bring your business cards. This is not just an event. This is an event for people who are hungry, who have been stuck, and say, you know what? I'm going to pick up certain people as a client. I'm going to pick OD up as a client. Because you never know, like, you never know what type of vendors we are looking for. I happen to be the main media person for Charisse's Phenomenal Women Empowerment Network. But Charisse may have a different need. But I'm a CPA. You know what I'm saying? So I have other skills. Wendy have other skills. We all have other skills. You have to come ready to receive. So bring your business cards. We're expecting over 200 people to be there. We want to thank already American Express, who's going to be sending their volunteers. Also, we want to thank Mesa Community College, who's going to be sending over their volunteers. And we have all this community. I think the community is just rallying behind this program. And it's really going to bless, not just people are going to be blessed by each other, but it's going to really bless the speakers. Also, and I'm hoping Business Radio X, I would love for you guys to come. If you guys would like to come and be a media partner, we would love to have you as a part
next
of that.
Year.
Next
year. This year I'll be in Sandy, Utah, doing a healing retreat, co-hosting one. But next year.
You know, we probably need a healing retreat. And,
right.
And ready, set, go. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk offline, but count on me next year for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we just want everyone to know this is not just, it's just for Ready, Set, Go. It's just for these people. No, it's for everybody. I don't want people to feel that they can't participate. I want them to feel that this is an event that you can participate in. If you want to, we need volunteers. We're expecting over, 40 volunteers to make this event happen. We already have partners. So, hey, put your brand up. Get your brand up. Get your money up and say, you know what? I'm coming to get deals. I'm coming to get contracts. I'm coming to get... When you leave this conference, if you don't walk away with a deal, that's on you. That's not even on Ready, Set, Go.
Right.
Because we have enough influencers in that room that can give you a deal or connect you directly to the deal.
Say that again for the people who have their volume turned down.
Everything you need is going to be in the room. So be ready to receive. If you're looking for a deal, you're going to get a deal right at Ready, Set, Go.
That alone.
Boom. I'm dropping the mic.
Dropping the mic.
Like dropping the mic.
So many nuggets there. I want to go back to, as we kind of round up the segment, some of the comments that you made, OD, when you were talking about the high achievers and the high visible panel of people that you have there. Look at our athletes, our entertainers, our high-level executives. Do they have one coach? Yes. Do they have two coaches? Yes. Do they have three coaches? Yes. For all the different aspects of their life, they have it for nutrition and training, the, you know, physical aspect. They have it for the mindset, their soulfulness, whatever it is. They are looking to continually improve and get better. And they're the ones that we look up to already and say, you're the best.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity to play in that pond and just, you know, really feed off that energy and that wisdom and that expertise.
How often do you get to go to an event? Just regular people. You know, I feel like I'm just a regular common person. How often do you get a chance to go into a room for less than $250 and you get an NBA player, you get a NFL player, you get a WNBA player, you get an NHL player, you get corporate executives, and you get people who are making $1 million+ in revenue? How often does that even happen?
It doesn't.
And so, like, I was looking online. I seen an event with Kobe Bryant. It was $4,000 just to get into the room. And I want to share with this. There's nothing that I'm doing to make these people be standoffish. Meaning, they're going to be sitting over here in a roped off area. They're going to be over here where you can't get to them. They're going
to
be behind the stage.
Get behind their panel, right?
Right, exactly. They're going to be right there. Physically, you're able to touch. What would you say, and this is what everyone needs to think about, what is going to be your elevator pitch? If you have 30 seconds to pitch to Michael Bankston, who we know got a lot of money because he retired, he got a lot of good connections going on, and I see what he does, but 30 seconds, what's going to be your pitch? What's going to be your pitch to Kyle Punisher, who's the senior vice president for the Phoenix Suns organization that's over all their sports teams? What are you going to say? Those are the questions that you need to be asking yourself. And then you ask yourself, when I do ask that question, how much is it going to cost for me to get in front of them? Less than $250? It's not even a fair price for what it takes to get into a room like that. So just think about that for a moment. And then you ask yourself, is that worth the value or is that not worth the value? At the end of the day, these people are going to be in a room. And although they all been personally invited by me, and they all have personal relationships with me, I'm going to still be there networking with them because I want to do more business. I want my business to grow. I want Ready, Set, Go to grow. I want everything I touch to grow, but I got to be in the room. I got to find ways to bring people in the room. And then they got to look at that as a reflection. So what is $250 when you can get one deal? If Wendy gives me one coaching session, that's worth that $250.
Right there.
Right there by itself. You know what I'm saying? So these people are there. They're available. We're going to be having so many different conversations in the room. Actually, this is for all the cannabis people. I know this is a big thing that's going on right now, cannabis. It's a big conversation that's happening. We have a panel for cannabis. And that is going to be a changer because we have Patricia Clark, who understands farming in cannabis. She knows how to farm it. Also, we're going to have Suzanne Hong, who is a big woman in woman grow. And she has dispensaries. She knows how to grow it. She knows how to farm it. She knows how to produce it and make it a product. Then we also have, what's her name? Dr. Denise Diller, who is, she's a doctor, and she actually uses hemp and CBD to apply to patients to help heal them faster. What type of conversation?
And Michelle Tucker,
who's going to be moderating it, who also have a business called Cannabis Funding. So what type of conversation you think that that's going to be with all these people on this panel who's doing millions of dollars? Because it costs $1 million just to get into cannabis. You got to have that in liquid cash. And that's before we start talking about the products and the hemp and the seeds and all the other stuff you need. But what type of conversation is that going to be? So if you're looking at getting into that, you need to kind of come and have that conversation. So I want you guys to philosophically think about what is it going to take to make it to Ready, Set, Go and make it happen. That's
I'm convinced. I sure as heck wish I could be here for it. But count on me next year. We will definitely have that conversation.
Absolutely.
And again, a shout out to our business listeners, those who own businesses, it doesn't matter what role you play. If you don't feel like this is a fit for you as a participant, show up, participate, be a volunteer, donate, sponsor a table, whatever it is, because this is the way we rally around our community. And I keep throwing in the word conscious capitalism in there because that's who I believe we are as an evolving society. We want to be consciously in business. We want to do it honestly and ethically. And we also, it's really okay to make money. We need to make money because that's how we build people and help them grow out of poverty.
Absolutely.
It's a win all the way around.
Money. Say that again.
It's more than okay. Joseph Campbell said that money is energy, and you just have to think of it that way. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with not only making a living,
but making a damn good living.
Exactly.
Woo. Yeah. Wonderful. Again, the event this year, the 5th annual Entrepreneurs and Leaders Ignite Conference with National Ready, Set, Go Foundation at the Arizona Biltmore Waldorf Astoria Resort. What a beautiful place to have this event. Friday, September 27th. Again, go to ReadySetGoFoundation.com for more information or directly to Eventbrite to register. Last parting words from the three of you before we close this segment. For the listener who might be on the fence and they're thinking, you know, this is all great, but what would you say to them?
I would say get rid of the fear. False evidence appearing real. Don't allow what you see to block where you're going. And if you can get rid of that roadblock, you can get to where you're going. You will be extremely successful.
What I would say is that, you know, at the end of the day, this is your business. This is your business. You are a man in business, a woman in business. You know where your business currently is. And if you're in a place where you need growth, if you're in a place where you're not sure, if you're in a place where you need some new strategies, you need to freshen up. You know, I think about when you've been on a long road trip, you just need to get to a restroom and kind of freshen up and get revitalized because you've been in this long path. And sometimes we've been in business and we've been doing the same thing over and over repetitively. And we just need to freshen up. This is an amazing place for you to get refueled, for you to gain new strategies, for you to meet new people. There's people here that you've never even met who you didn't even know that they would be able to assist you in your growth. Take it upon yourself to position yourself. It's all about positioning. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. It's your business. So if you don't want to grow your bottom line, then you keep doing what you're doing if that's working for you. But if you need some new strategies, you want to grow your bottom line, you want to get to that next level, then I would think that you would be going to ReadySetGoFoundation.com right now, and you'd be signing up. You'd be getting your ticket. You'd go to the Eventbrite. You do what you need to do to position yourself to be in the position that you need to be in as we get ready to go into 2020 to make a difference in your business.
In addition to all of those wonderful things, I would say to the listeners out there, what have you got to lose? Everybody needs to surround themselves with like-minded people. Let's pretend that you show up as you want to be first of all, it's a perfect opportunity for you to practice that. And second of all, let's say you don't even get a deal out of it on that Friday night. The ripple effect. Who knows if in 6 months somebody else isn't going to circle around and then they're ready for you. But that's really not what it's about. It's about surrounding yourself with other successful people, with other like-minded people to improve not only your business, but your life, your mindset, all of that. And just, again, instead of but, what about and? What have you got to lose?
Love it. Powerful. Thank you. I'm excited about the event. I can't wait to hear how it goes, and I am committed and in for next year as well. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism, Arizona Business Radio X Studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.